Today's the last day at work for Michael Scott. He's insulted enough employees, embarrassed enough girlfriends, and pulled his last inappropriate practical joke at the Dunder Mifflin Paper Company. He's been played by Steve Carell on NBC's The Office since 2005. And tonight, after a supersized 50-minute episode, Michael Scott is going to clean out his desk and walk out the door. TV critic Eric Deggans has this last performance evaluation.
It takes a lot of smarts and talent to play the perfect doofus, which means Steve Carell just might be the most intelligent guy in Hollywood, because his character, Michael Scott, is without doubt the finest doofus currently appearing on network television. And now, it's time to say goodbye. Give Carell some credit. He's anchored NBC's hottest Thursday comedy far longer than any other star with a bankable movie career would have bothered. Along the way, Carell lent a sympathetic tone to the worst middle manager on network television.
Crime and Squaw, FNC, double time.
Crime and Squaw.
Crisis Management Squad.
FNC, double time?
Front and center, twice as fast as you would normally go. Any other questions?
One more. Why are you talking like that?
To save time, Jim.
Of course, NBC's Office is a translation of the British TV hit starring Ricky Gervais. His hapless office boss, David Brent, was harsher, a selfish bully who thinks he's more impressive than he is.
David Brent, assertiveness and guidance training in business. If it's in you, I'll find it. If I waste, you know, good time and money looking for it and I can see it's definitely not in you, I don't want to be sued because you haven't got it.
But Carell deliberately softened his character. Michael Scott is a goof with mostly good intentions who causes havoc almost by accident.
We need to do stuff together outside of work.
The change gave the stateside office a beating heart, making viewers root for Scott's thick-headed antics.
Let's go help Africa.
We could feed the hungry. Us.
Why do we have to do something together? I volunteer at a clinic on my own time.
Yeah, well, that's just a pickup scene.
Now, without Carell, fourth place NBC faces a serious challenge. Who will be their next office boss? This season will finish in a blaze of glory, with cameo appearances from Jim Carrey, Will Ferrell, Ray Romano, Will Arnett, and Gervais himself over the next few weeks. But somebody's got to take the job as Dunder Mifflin's lead doofus. And whether it's a big-name import like Jim Carrey or an in-house promotion like Rainn Wilson's twisted salesman Dwight Schrute, the new guy, or gal, will forever change the direction of TV's smartest dumb comedy. For now, however, it's time to bid farewell to Steve Carell and Michael Scott, who's moving to Colorado to join his equally goofy fiancée. And, of course, his anxiety's coming out in an odd way. Here, he's fretting with Schrute about his new home state.
I am told that there are bears in the Rockies.
Where did you hear that? Obvious XM radio?
Well, I was just thinking that maybe I should keep a salami in my pocket.
Great idea.
In order to feed the bears.
Especially if you think that life would be better without legs.
Something tells me we'll all end up like his snickering subordinates, unable to appreciate what a beautiful loser we've lost until he's finally out the door.
That's TV critic Eric Deggans marking Steve Carell's final episode on NBC's The Office. We've got more coming up on All Things Considered.